You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 17th of August 2020, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at RadioAlbion.com. Well, I was watching the Belarus protests this morning, and it is really striking, all those white people together. You're just not used to seeing so many white people nowadays. When you see a large group of people together, there's always lots of black people in there, non-whites in there. And when you look at the Belarus protests, they're all such beautiful people. I mean, really, really beautiful people. They're a really good example of the white race, I think. It's quite bizarre, actually. The BBC have sent over a non-white reporter, and he appears to be the only non-white there. I mean, I have no idea why they would want to protest is just beyond me. It has to be the grass is always greener in the other meadow. It has to be that, because they really don't have anything to protest about when you compare how they live to how we live. I mean, their government has kept Belarus for the Belarusian people. The term itself, Belarus, actually means white Russian. It comes from Alba, which is where we get Albion from. Albion, the original name for Britain, is based on the word white as well. But they seem to, the protests that they seem to be having over there, they bear all the hallmarks of another colour revolution. Even the raised fist that we also see with Black Lives Matter, that goes back to Otpor, who are notorious for setting up these colour revolutions. And I hope they do manage to put the protests down without there being too much violence. I do want the best for Belarus. And maybe the media spotlight being on them and the response to that from other nationalists in Europe pointing out the fact that they are still white, what have they got to complain about? Maybe that might make them realise just how lucky they are. I would hope that it would help anyway. And they are very beautiful people. I want to be on record saying that they do seem to be the most beautiful example of white people that I think that I've ever seen, to be honest. Amazing, amazing, really. And you think these are people at protest. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something different today. We have what amounts to a press release from Hope Not Hate in the Independent newspaper. I mean, it's just amazing the way they just repeat verbatim whatever Hope Not Hate tell them to. I mean, this parallel intelligence gathering organization that we have that is made up of left-wing activists, it really does have an inordinate amount of power and influence. And the news report that they've put out is very disingenuous, and it has lots of dishonesty in it, which I think pointing it out is a good example of how they do these things, and how they try to twist things. They try to use things that are associated with other people completely, and then use that to tar the organization. But the title of the actual news article is "British Far Right Becoming More Racist After Black Lives Matter Protests," report finds. And then underneath it, it has "Exclusive growth of new patriotic alternative group suggests shift towards more openly racial politics." So they're starting out by saying this is about patriotic alternative, and then they accompany it by pictures from the recent Tommy Robinson demonstrations to supposedly protect the monuments from Black Lives Matter, where there was lots of violence. and where Patriotic Alternative were on record telling people not to go, warning people not to go, predicting exactly what was going to happen if people did go, that there would just be a lot of violence and the narrative would change from Middle England being shocked and horrified at what Black Lives Matter were doing, attacking the police and attacking the monuments and so on, to being shocked and horrified at white people attacking the police. And that is exactly what happened. That's exactly what Mark Collett and Laura Taylor predicted on the Patriotic Weekly Review. And yet here we have the Independent trying to link those protests with Patriotic Alternative. So these are the ways that they are so dishonest in their attempts to smear their opponents. I mean, the newspaper is supposed to be unbiased, but here they are just repeating what they've been told to by this left-wing activist organization. The journalist herself is Lizzie Durden, very well-known anti-white that really seems to hate nationalists. She's written a lot of articles attacking us, basically. But as I say, this one I think is very disingenuous for quite a few ways, and it will actually bring more people to Patriotic Alternative, I think. She says, the British far right is becoming more openly racist in the wake of a backlash against international Black Lives Matter protests, experts have warned. Does she not think that the Black Lives Matter protests are racist then? Does she not think it's racist to be attacking statues because there's white people on them, calling for white people to be replaced in the police, white people to be replaced on television? That's not racist then in any way. But apparently that Britain is becoming more racist as a backlash against Black Lives Matter. What do they expect for people to do when they're told that white lives don't matter? When people fly a banner saying white lives matter over a football stadium after three white men are murdered in cold blood by a Libyan refugee, and that gets worldwide condemnation, how does she expect people to feel when we're told that white lives don't matter, but somehow black lives do matter? It's us that are actually pointing out the racism, not us that are being racist. A report by Hope Not Hate, seen exclusively by The Independent before its release, see the two of them work together, said that years of dominance by Tommy Robinson and other figures focused on Muslims was giving way to rising white nationalism. It found that the growth of the new Patriotic Alternative group, which openly calls for non-whites to be ejected from the UK, suggests a shift towards more openly racial politics. Patriotic Alternative don't call for non-whites to be ejected from the UK. They explicitly don't call for non-whites to be ejected from the UK. They have a platform of voluntary repatriation. If somebody wants to leave the UK, you can't say that they're being ejected from the UK. And this is a central part of the Patriotic Alternative platform. And she's presenting it here as if it's the opposite of what it says. I mean, people may say, well, How are you going to expect them to leave voluntarily? Well, we would be offering them rewards for doing so. And if the party was to get into power, then they would put things in place to level the playing field so that everybody had to speak English instead of special interpreters being provided for certain groups. And if they weren't going to speak English, if they decided that they weren't going to speak English, then they wouldn't be entitled to the benefits. They wouldn't be entitled to the schooling. They wouldn't be entitled to the healthcare. And in that situation, they might very well happily accept £10,000 or whatever it is to go back to their homeland and set up a business there or whatever they want to do with the money. And you can't say that that is ejecting people. And that's the two parts of this platform that Patriotic Alternative have. Number one, level the playing field for everybody so that there is no special treatment for any minorities. Number two, offer them financial rewards or incentives to go back to their country of ethnic origin. And alongside this, of course, as well, criminals would be offered this. They would be offered the chance to go back to their country of ethnic origin rather than stay and do a prison sentence. And again, that's not talking about non-whites being ejected from the UK, is it? That's talking about criminals going back to where their family originated from, and that's talk of people voluntarily going back to where their family originally came from. Author Simon Murdoch said far-right activists were becoming much more extreme ideologically. And he said the increase in migrant boat crossings over the English Channel and anger over so-called cancel culture had an impact. Again, that may be what people are upset about at the moment, immediately, but the most important thing that Patriotic Alternative are speaking about is demographics. It's simple demographics that is getting people more interested in nationalism. If you look at the page on the Patriotic Alternative website that is to do with demographics, they have a lot of graphs there and a lot of statistics based upon the government's own statistics. And we can see that white people in Britain, the ethnic British people in England, are reducing at a rate of 7% every 10 years. The white people in England at the moment make up 80% of the country. And if that continues reducing at the same rate of reduction that it's been for the last 20 years at 7% a year, that will mean that round about the year 2060, the English people will be a minority. And that is what people are concerned about. There has been studies done on this. There was a survey done. The Patriotic Alternative did a random survey of people and discovered that the majority did not want to become a minority in their own country. That's the reason why people are becoming more interested in nationalism. An increase in migrant boat crossings is a drop in the ocean. And the cancel culture, that is what is waking people up. I mean, he is being honest there. The cancel culture is waking a lot of people up because they're seeing what's going on the television and what is being promoted, and they're thinking, what's going on here? It seems that the establishment has become an enemy to its own people. So that has had an impact, but that isn't what Patriotic Alternative are mainly trying to sort out. It's the demographic problem, and that's the reason why people are joining the organisation. The biggest backlash has been to the Black Lives Matter movement, the researcher added. There is more willingness to discuss race generally across the far right now. Large protests following the police killing of George Floyd in the US city of Minneapolis in May sparked a deluge of racism and anger on far-right social media networks. Well, no, the deluge of racism and anger came from Black Lives Matter. Just the phrase itself, Black Lives Matter, is excluding everybody else. The White Lives Matter response to it is in response to it. All lives matter. To suggest that Black Lives Matter more than everybody else, well, they may matter more than everybody else to black people. I mean, that would be quite understandable. You would think that your family's lives are worth more than everybody else, but why everybody else should go along with that? And that's supremacism, isn't it? Thinking that everybody else should think that your life matters more than theirs. And that's essentially what the Black Lives Matter movement is saying. Claims that demonstrators were to target the statue of Winston Churchill and other monuments in London after a slave trader's figure was torn down in Bristol culminated in a violent protest by groups claiming to defend them. And again, this is the protest that Tommy Robinson organised that was nothing to do with Patriotic Alternative, that Patriotic Alternative advised people not to go to. Police and journalists were attacked and some protesters appeared to perform Nazi salutes, following smaller clashes elsewhere in the UK where demonstrators were filmed making white power gestures and shouting, "Why don't you go back to Africa?" Well, the Nazi salutes wouldn't have come from the Tommy supporters, would they? They would have come from Antifa or journalists doing that so that they could snap a picture, or it might well have just been football fans raising their arms up in the air. And it's probably far more likely to be football fans raising their arms up in the air. And the OK sign that they say here is a white power gesture, not to 99% of the world, that is just the OK sign. And it was only turned into a white power gesture by trolling online. by trolling the media and trying to get them to make it into a white power gesture, which they did, which means basically people that have no idea that it supposedly is a white power gesture are then going to get criticized for being white supremacists when they're not, which again is going to highlight the cancel culture. It's going to highlight the fact that everything is about hating white people now, and just making a simple okay gesture means that you could be targeted. So doing that was a way to highlight the hypocrisy in all of this and the hysteria in all of this. It's like when they made the Celtic cross into a hate symbol. The Celtic cross is thousands of years old. It's a symbol of British heritage. It's a symbol of Celtic heritage. It's all over Ireland. It's all over Wales. And yet they've made that into a hate symbol. And again, that just highlights the hysteria that there is in this. And it also highlights the fact that it's hatred of white people. It's hatred of our symbols. Anything that we like, they want to attack, basically, and pull it down. Mr. Murdoch said that dominant groups and activists in the British far right, such as Robinson, have focused on Islam in recent years and left overt racism to the extreme fascists like banned terrorist group National Action, who haven't actually been involved in any demonstrations or activities since they were banned. Personally, I don't believe they've existed since they were banned. But these court cases that they have had, where they have prosecuted alleged members of National Action, they have all been court cases prosecuting them for actually being members, not for actually being involved in any activities at all. And the membership has been determined by them still being friends with people that were in National Action, or them still talking about similar subjects, but it hasn't actually been any activism. And if anybody tries to recruit anyone into National Action, they're quite obviously they are working for the intelligence services and trying to entrap people, I would suggest. So watch out for anybody encouraging you to join National Action or any of the other banned terrorist groups. Don't forget, we've also had Four Creek Division, I think they were called, this chat room group that was set up by a 13-year-old Estonian child. They've now been banned as a terrorist group as well, so watch out for that. In actual fact, just watch out for anything that encourages violence, because if it's encouraging violence, then it's illegal, and the chances are that it's been set up to try and identify the sort of people that do want to go out and commit violence. I mean, that is the way these things work. That is the way that law and order works. They try to find the people that are likely to be carrying out these crimes. And in order to do so, some of the time they have to be parts of these organizations. So if you see any organization that is advocating for violence or using violent imagery in any way, then steer clear of them. The rise of the Europe-wide identitarian movement and spread of a conspiracy theory claiming that white people are being replaced by non-whites has influenced extremists in the UK. And this is particularly disgusting here. They say here that it's a conspiracy theory. We've already shown that it's not a conspiracy theory. 7% every 2 years, 10 years, means that we will be a minority by 2060. But instead of providing some information to counter those statistics, they put a link there to the New Zealand mosque massacre. They put a link to the New Zealand mosque massacre, where they put here claiming that white people are being replaced by non-whites. So rather than disproving that, they're basically trying to draw a link between people pointing out those statistics and somebody that decides to go and shoot a mosque up. Absolutely disgusting. And again, very, very, very disingenuous, because the majority of the people in Britain are concerned about becoming a minority, and the majority of people in Britain would not like to be linked to someone who goes shooting a mosque up. And they would be quite offended at that. I mean, Patriotic Alternative, maybe if they had the money and they had the lawyers, they should be suing this Lizzie Durden for trying to draw links between them and somebody who goes massacring a mosque. And it seems to be that what they're saying is, well, that somehow discredits the statistics. How does that discredit the statistics? My answer is it doesn't discredit the statistics. It's just a blatant attempt to smear Patriotic Alternative. Then they finally get into some details about PA. They say PA was formed last year by the BNP's former director of publicity, Marc Collette, and has been attracting activists from across the far-right spectrum. On its website, Patriotic Alternative claims that native British people are being eradicated and proposes extreme measures to protect the indigenous peoples of the United Kingdom. How is it an extreme measure to offer people voluntary repatriation? How is it an extreme measure to say that if people are going to be citizens in Britain, they should know how to speak English or Welsh or Gaelic or Cornish or one of the natural languages of the indigenous people of the United Kingdom? How is that an extreme measure? Is it an extreme measure in India that they expect people to speak Indian, or in China that they expect people to speak Chinese? As I've pointed out before, it doesn't mean that tourist areas wouldn't still have things written in different languages for the tourists. But to be providing interpreters and the fees that it costs for interpreters for people that don't speak a word of English so that they can have access to benefits and hospitals when they've got no interest in even learning English, that's madness. It's madness that we're doing that for these people. So they don't propose any extreme measures at all. They propose extremely light measures and voluntary repatriation. I mean, that's very important there. It's voluntary. The only people that would be leaving the country would be people that wanted to leave the country. And they wouldn't be wanting to leave the country because someone was trying to force them out on the end of a gun. We're not talking about violent ethnic cleansing here. She continues, it says it would call a complete halt to immigration and pay people of immigrant descent to return to their ancestral homelands. And again, she leaves out the bit there that it would be voluntary if people wanted to accept that. Nobody would have to leave if they didn't want to leave. Nobody would have to leave if they weren't breaking the law in some way and being a violent criminal. Patriotic Alternative claims that children are being exposed to pro-LGBT and anti-white propaganda and advocates homeschooling, using its own package of hateful material on history and culture. And as Laura Towner has pointed out, how is that hateful material when it doesn't even mention anybody else but ourselves? It only mentions the British people, the indigenous British people, and yet somehow that is hateful material because it talks about our history. And the picture accompanying this is of a loving white family in and beautiful British countryside. And they've put, oh, this is a package of hateful material. So again, this works in our favour. The normal person in Britain that sees that and sees them saying a package of hateful material, and it shows you a loving white family and beautiful British countryside, that tells that person that the Independent hates loving white families and British countryside. That's where the hatred is directed. It is directed at us, not at these other peoples that we've been forced to live alongside. And they're forced to live alongside us as well. I mean, all these complaints, Black Lives Matter, all these wanting to get rid of whites and replace them with blacks. Blacks aren't happy living alongside us either. It would benefit everybody if we didn't have multicultural countries and weren't pursuing this crazy avenue of basing our society upon. Mr. Murdoch said the group had attracted support from figures previously active in neo-Nazi groups, but also those with backgrounds in more moderate movements. And of course, they never actually define what a neo-Nazi is or what a Nazi is. And it's just a slur word, isn't it? And you've got the Patriotic Alternative policy, which is to offer people voluntary repatriation and pay them to go back to their ancestral homeland. How is that neo-Nazi? And they never actually point out what the National Socialist policies were, because the National Socialist policies were, in the whole, very well thought out, and most people would actually go along with them. That's why when they attack National Socialism, it's all attacks on Adolf Hitler, how evil he was, or it's to bring up the Holocaust. They never actually bring up the National Socialist policies, because they are the sort of policies that the average person would go along with. And if you were to tell the average person these policies, they would say, well, that's a good idea. And then if you say, oh, well, it was a National Socialist idea, then they might think differently, but just simply because of that trigger reaction to the word Nazi. But they never actually define what a Nazi is or what a neo-Nazi is. It's just a slur word. It's the same as white supremacist. It's just a slur word. Mr. Murdoch warned that Patriotic Alternative was trying to give the friendliest possible face to extremely fascist ideas by using veiled terminology. And again, the word fascism, they never explain that. Fascism is based upon the fasci. The fasci is thousands of years old. It was used by the Roman Empire. It's used in Congress, in America, on the sides of Congress. You see the fasci. What is the fasci? Well, it's a bundle of sticks that are all of the same length together, and when you bundle the sticks together, they have much more strength than one stick on its own. So it's basically saying that we should be working together to achieve our aims. We should be working together for the good of the nation. How is that a horrible idea? It's only a horrible idea if you're seeking to subvert that nation. If you want the best for the nation, why wouldn't you want the nation to be working together to do what's best for itself? Why would you want it to be doing its best for somebody else? That's not a friendly idea, is it? They just assume here that people don't know what fascism is, and unfortunately, a lot of the far right in Britain don't know what fascism is. And I wouldn't call Patriotic Alternative far right. I would call them nationalist. I would call groups like Britain First and Tommy Robinson, I would call them far right, because they seem to me to be more like extreme Tories than anything else. And I would define the Tory Party as the right wing and the Labour Party as the left wing. And Tommy and Britain First, they just seem like radical Tories to me. Whereas Patriotic Alternative is based on ethnicity. So it's true nationalism. Continuing. Hope Not Hate's report found that private online chats between members were awash with extreme racism, Holocaust denial, and open veneration of fascism. Well, what are they doing looking at private chats? And that's private conversation. I dare say if you went into a pub, you would hear homophobia, you'd hear swearing, you'd hear all sorts. I mean, these are private conversations between people. And what they call extreme racism is just people saying it's okay to be white. That's extreme racism to them. Holocaust denial, well, that's not illegal in Britain. And that is basically people that have investigated World War II and found that a lot of what we're told about it isn't actually factually correct. A lot of it isn't even scientifically possible. But that's another story. Open veneration of fascism. Again, it's support of this ideology that wants to do the best for the nation instead of the best for every other nation. Doing the best for every other nation would be fine if every other nation was doing that, but they don't. Every other nation looks out for themselves. So we have to look out for ourselves and do what is best for us. And if every nation was doing that, we would have a much better world than the one that we have today. Hope Not Hate say Patriotic Alternative have anti-Semitism at its core and played into conspiracy theories, claiming Jews are orchestrating the replacement of white Britons. Well, certain Jews are, aren't they? I mean, I can think of Lord Dubs, who is calling for unaccompanied refugees to be just allowed into Britain from anywhere in the world. Unaccompanied refugees that claim to be under the age of 18, but often look like they're in their 30s or their 40s. You can look at Jack Straw, the previous Home Secretary. David Cameron, he was part Jewish. When you look at the people that are advocating for more immigration, and it doesn't matter where you go, it doesn't matter what part of the world you go, you will always find that there is a large proportion of Jews amongst them. Apart from in Israel, of course, they don't advocate for any immigration into Israel from anyone other than Jews. But in other countries, in white countries, there is a vastly disproportionate number of Jews that are advocating for this. But of course, they say that's anti-Semitism. Even though it's the truth, they say it's anti-Semitism. I would say it's just pointing out a fact. And it doesn't mean that you hate Jews. It just means that you can see what is going on, and you're pointing to what is going on. It's like the emperor wearing no clothes, isn't it? That fable of the little boy that was the only one that pointed out that the emperor actually had no clothes on when everyone else was telling him what wonderful clothes he has. So what they have to do to try to cancel this out is to, again, come out with a smear word, call it anti-Semitism, to be pointing that out. And you would expect Jews to be advocating for what is best for the Jews. And I'm not saying they shouldn't be doing that. The problem is, we are not allowed to advocate for what is best for us, and we are not allowed to point out the policies that are harmful to us. By pointing out the immigration policy and that it's going to make us minority, we see here that in this article, we're called neo-Nazis for this, and this is a conspiracy theory, and it's hateful, and all the rest of it. This is the point. One post by a supporter seen by The Independent reads, "British people are white. They aren't brown, black, Asian, or Jew." Well, they're not, are they? British ethnicity isn't brown, black, Asian, or Jewish. The Jewish ethnicity is Jewish. Asian ethnicity is Asian. British ethnicity is white. You might very well have brown people that were British citizens. You might very well have black people that are British citizens. But that is not their ethnicity. That is not their ethnicity. And when you are talking about British people, you are talking about the ethnicity of the British people. When you talk about Chinese people, you're talking about the Chinese ethnicity. You're not talking about Chinese citizens. You're talking about the Chinese ethnicity. So how is that hateful? This is put up here as an example of something that's hateful, just to point out observable reality. Hope Not Hate also found Patriotic Alternative had links with the UK-based Hundred Handers group, which incites people to spread racist stickers around the world, with slogans including "Western civilization is white civilization" and "Stop immigration, start repatriation." I don't think the Hundred Handers group stickers a racist. They put up things that say things like "it's okay to be white." I think they take great care not to be racist. The problem is, you have people that think that just saying it's okay to be white is racist. How is it racist to say Western civilization is white civilization? Western civilization was created by white people. And saying "stop immigration, start repatriation," where is there a hatred of the colour of people's skin in that? Where is there the idea of wanting to rule over other people in that? There isn't. There's a desire there for people to live among their own kind. And that's not racist, to wish to live among your own kind, is it? Mr. Murdoch said it appeared to be capitalising on a sense of rootlessness in the British far right during the coronavirus pandemic. Black Lives Matter, the anti-government elements of coronavirus, and the economic downturn are grist to the mill for them, but they've lacked a sense of direction, he added. Despite grossly exaggerating their size and influence, Patriotic Alternative could be the group that unites the fractured, ageing UK far right, injecting it with young activists. They could present a real threat, given their extreme views. Well, two things about that. The person grossly exaggerating the size and influence of Patriotic Alternative is Lizzie Durden, putting up these pictures of these big protests that went on in London and linking Patriotic Alternative to them. And what kind of a threat is it to be standing on a platform of offering people rewards for voluntary repatriation? How is that a threat? Who is it a threat to? That's more the point here. Because Patriotic Alternative are quite clearly not a threat to the British people, are they? And I would suggest they're not a threat to any race. They're not a threat to anybody that's in Britain. I would suggest that the people that maybe have something to fear from Patriotic Alternative are people that are being dishonest, people that are trying to deceive the British public, people that might end up being taken to court for the harms that they've done to the British people were a patriotic alternative ever to actually get into power. Don't forget that we do have this crime of treason against the country, treason against the monarch, and it wouldn't be too difficult to turn that into treason against the British people itself, and then perhaps there would be some politicians that would be in the dock answering for why they put in place these policies to replace the British people. And I would suggest it's those people that would have something to fear from patriotic alternative, but certainly not the average person, certainly not white people, certainly not non-white people, and certainly not Jews, if they haven't been advocating for things that are harmful to the indigenous people of these islands. It's only people that wish harm upon the indigenous people of Britain that would ever have anything to fear from patriotic alternative gaining ground. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.